Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
I saw your power rankings.
Yes.
Came out, your NFL power rankings.
You know what? I don't follow the crowd. I'm not like everybody else.
I get it.
I don't put my hand over my eyes and just go Chargers, Chiefs every. I mean, Patriots, Chiefs every week, no
matter
what.
Number one.
Well, I do think that you did have your hand over your eyes, in particular in the second half of every single Packers game, because you've got them number one. And how you look at that offense and go, "That's the best team in the NFL," is insane.
Can we go by who you've beaten?
Okay, so, I get it.
Okay, so they beat the Bears, who have how many losses? One. They beat the Vikings. How many losses? One. They're beating good teams, and those are two division rivals. They've also so when I look at them, it's about who you've played, how you've done against them, and their defense is really good. And the difference is their defensive coordinator, this is his second year. Mm-hmm. Offense, you have a new head coach and a new offense that Aaron Rodgers is trying to adjust to. It would be one thing if Aaron Rodgers didn't have any touchdowns and four picks, and you could say he's horrible. Look at the last two games, Jonas. He had a perfect quarterback rating in the first quarter of every mm-hmm. game. So they start fast, and once they get out to a lead, they run the football a lot more than they have. And I the numbers aren't big, but I don't think it's an issue where he can't do it anymore, because I saw the last two. 2 weeks ago, he had three touchdowns in the first quarter. And a perfect quarterback rating.
Look, I think Aaron Rodgers is one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. I would take him over
gosh, probably 95% of quarterbacks in the NFL. Here's my only issue. I'm starting to wonder if Aaron Rodgers has peaked. That's what I'm starting to wonder.
Based
on the fact that that organization, who knows him better than anybody, they had a decision to make in the offseason. They got rid of Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy was the quote-unquote scapegoat. And what direction did they go? They went offensive guy. Why would you need to go offensive guy if there was no issue with the quarterback?
No, but there was an issue with the play call. And I'm telling you, just from – I'm not trying to – big time anybody or talk about it, but I've talked to Aaron one-on-one after games, and I swear to you, no lie, one game in Detroit, I could not believe the play calling, and I just kind of said, dude, what was that? That's all I said. It was like, what was that? I didn't get that.
Yeah, here, let me...
And you know what he said?
What's that?
I don't know. What was it? Well, I mean, really, like... It was just questionable play calling, and I think that was the downfall of Mike McCarthy. And of course, you know, not making the playoffs. And remember, didn't they lose last year? What was it? They got blown up by San Francisco at home. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
That was it. San Francisco was god-awful.
This is embarrassing
to do this. The Cardinals.
This is embarrassing to do this on the air, and I hate doing this.
What?
Hold on. Let me go.
You're dropping – what is that?
I just wanted to pick up that name you dropped.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to throw the whole show off.
Wow.
I talked to Aaron Rodgers. Come on, man. It's like saying you got a picture taken with the guy who plays Bob's Big Boy or whatever that guy – that mascot's name. Come on, man. You talk to Aaron Rodgers after the game, but why would they need to go offense? If they were so certain that they fixed the problem and it was Mike McCarthy, why did they hire another offensive guy? Not to mention an offensive guy who they didn't even talk to Aaron Rodgers about when they made the decision. I think what we're seeing is the next phase of Aaron Rodgers' career. And I think we're going to start to see the steady decline of Aaron Rodgers' career.
I think it's natural.
I think it's natural.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers is a younger 35 because he didn't play the first 3.5-4 years.
Yeah, but he's gotten beaten up, man. He's been injured. He's been banged up.
I've seen the home run ball. I've seen the arm strength. I don't see any deterioration. Here's the other thing. This year, through three games, no interceptions. Last year, set a record for most completions without an interception, over 400 last year. Even a bad year for Aaron Rodgers was 27 touchdowns.
Agreed.
And two picks.
Agreed.
I just haven't seen it yet. Are the numbers there? Are they as big as they were in the past? No, they aren't. But I'm not there yet. I'm not. I think he's trying to buy in. He's trying to – we got a new coach. I'm going to listen to the guy. This is what he wants to do. They're running the football way more than they have because they got guys who can run it. But I don't think there's – I haven't seen 1 ounce to say that Aaron Rodgers can't be that guy if he has to be in a shootout at some point.
Still in his prime. No deterioration.
None whatsoever.
All right.
The only thing to me was he's been hurt a couple of years, and that's why people look at him and don't think he's the same. When he's healthy, which he is now, I don't have any issue.
You take him over Patrick Mahomes right now?
Yes.
You take Aaron Rodgers over
Absolutely.
Patrick Mahomes?
Yes. Patrick Mahomes, let me see.
The hell are
let's
you
do
watching?
That. No, let's talk about it. Well, last year in the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
You remember? Okay. So Patrick Mahomes was shut out in the first half and was out-dueled and beat by a 40-some-odd-year-old quarterback in his own crib in a game.
Yeah.
In a game that everybody thought the Chiefs would win, right? Because the Patriots had to come to Kansas City, and he even beat a 40-year-old guy. Aaron Rodgers, for all people want to talk about, here it is. He's won a Super Bowl. He went on the road and won every game in order to get that Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And to this day, he has three of the greatest records in the NFL. He has the greatest quarterback rating of any quarterback who's ever played. He has the best touchdown to interception ratio of any quarterback who's ever played anybody, and he also has a streak of the most completions without an interception. The dude has done everything you could do with a football.
And he's also missed the playoffs in back-to-back years.
Yeah, but he's been hurt.
Okay. But you know, hold on a second. Like, you can't – here's the fact.
Okay,
here's the problem. You don't like Tom Brady.
Who said okay? I don't like Tom Brady? I don't know Tom Brady.
Okay, right. Right. We have no evidence on the network that you have any issue with Tom Brady.
Not at all.
No, you're right. I'm just
not into cheaters. That's all.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Is your mic still on?
I thought we were during a break or something. All right, here we go. We're gonna get into it. We definitely will do that. But pros do it right and save 5% or more every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's business credit account. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's, subject to credit approval. Cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See stores for details. U.S. only. So let's throw out the number, Jonas. It's 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. And it's real simple. Are you buying the Packers? I have them number one in the power rankings. They got some big wins. They're undefeated. They have a defense. Are you buying the Packers? Or if you like Jonas, you're skeptical and you think Aaron Rodgers is finished.
I don't think he's finished, but I think the end is closer than a lot of people are acting like.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! And our guest now on the Odd Couple, Minnesota Vikings linebacker Eric Kendricks, joins us on the program. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Good, man. Good.
We're doing good. We were just having a discussion, and maybe you could chime in real quick here first, because you played against Aaron Rodgers. Jonas says that he's washed up and he looks terrible so far this year.
What a bunch of crap.
But the Packers are 3-0, and they're kind of doing it different. What have you seen from Aaron Rodgers so far?
Honestly, we played him 2 weeks ago, and I'm not even really thinking about him right now. Honestly, I've only watched the game that we played against him and the games prior. But he can make every throw in the book, so he's definitely still Aaron Rodgers.
Eric, how long when you guys come off a win like this past week and you're celebrating, obviously you're happy, but you know you've got a big game against Chicago coming up, which is huge in the division. How long do you celebrate the last win before you get your mind ready to go the next week against the Bears?
I'll say, I feel like 24-hour rule is pretty good amount of time. I mean, you got to enjoy the wins. You got to let the losses hurt a little bit, but then, your focus needs to just shift immediately. You can't forget about things that happen, obviously, but as far as like worrying about it and spending that much energy on the past, you got to move on quickly.
How about, is this team still about the defense, or is it about Kirk Cousins and the offense? Who are the Vikings?
Man, the Vikings are the Vikings, man. We're worried about what we got going on. We're all on the same page. Everybody's headed the same direction, and I'm just excited that I have the opportunity to play on this team.
And we know you're from California. We know you're a West Coast guy. So would you prefer, because I think early in the season, what a lot of people don't think about is sometimes humidity in the Midwest and in the South and some of these other places. Would you prefer to play in a humid place early in the season or a really cold place later on?
I'll prefer really cold later on.
Think about that, because all we hear about is how the cold weather is so hard to deal with, but you're saying the humidity is even worse than the cold.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I feel like just the heat and just me sweating and, cramping and, cold. Now we're talking about cold and then we're talking about negative 25. Like, that's a little bit different.
Well, you guys don't play outside anymore, so it's a lot better now, right?
Honestly, games now that are, 0 degrees or, even if it's, 10 degrees, 8 degrees, those are solid to me. I could do those. I could run all day. I don't, you barely sweat.
Eric, were you on the team when you guys were playing outdoors waiting for the stadium to get built?
Yeah, we played Seattle in the playoffs. Okay. And that was the coldest. That was the coldest game. I remember my mom wanted to come out to that game and watch it, and it was outside. And my mom gets cold in the movie theaters, and I told her she needs to stay home. Because she has never even seen that kind of cold or felt that kind of cold.
It looked it. I don't know if it was.
Now, that was good advice for your mom.
I don't know if it was the layout of the stadium or the turf or what it was, but it looked like, it looked like Moscow. It looked like you were in Siberia. It felt freezing on the air. So when you come away from a game like that, when do you thaw out? Are you just at any point during the game? And just be honest. Were you thinking, man, I just want to get the hell out of here?
Man, I remember the first third down. We got off the field on the first third down, and I was just like, "Oh man, thank God, where's the heater at?" But it's crazy because I feel like on the coldest days, it's kind of like you don't really see clouds in the sky. It's kind of like it's sunny, but it's weird. It's hard to explain.
It's depressing. It's depressing, is what it is.
Our guest is
cold.
Eric Kendricks from the Minnesota Vikings, the linebacker, here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. When you look at the division, the NFC North, this is pretty stacked here. Packers are undefeated. The Lions are undefeated. You guys and the Bears are both 2-1. So everybody's healthy and doing well. How big of a fight is it going to be in this division the rest of the year?
Man, it's always going to be a fight. You know, it's a physical division. You know, it's a very talented division, and man, like you said, it's everybody good. It's going to be tough.
Eric Kendricks with us here on Fox Sports Radio, of linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, joining us here on FSR. What's the worst rule in football? The rule that you look at and go, if I had a choice, if I had an option, if I had the power, I could get rid of this.
Get rid of it?
Or modify it?
I feel like, I don't know.
Put them on a spot.
I mean,
I guess it's got to be quarterbacks. I mean, they get protected and stuff like that. But
but that's fair. I mean, I get it
and I understand it. But at the same time, like you always want to hit a quarterback. I mean, in practice they can't get hit. You know, they have the red jersey on.
Right.
Know? It's like, come on. They run around now. You see them starting to run to the sideline and kind of get an extra couple yards right at the end because they know they have a bubble. So I mean. That's crazy.
But also I think that's why we've also seen, like, the numbers of quarterbacks, just like they know they could stand in there a little bit more as far as protection and the way that they're protected. I think it has changed football. And obviously they throw the ball a lot more than they ever have.
Yeah, I get it. You know, you watch some of the old tapes and it's like, you know, back in the day when they used to play football. And, quarterbacks were just like, it was just green light. You know, it was those quarterbacks were getting thrown around. It was crazy, honestly. I don't know how that happened.
And it feels like to me at this point, everybody acknowledges the risks and the danger. And I know, you know, the NFL wasn't, you know, they weren't up to speed on all of that stuff before, but it feels like we all have the understanding it's a dangerous game, it's a violent game, it's a physical game. Do you feel like they're going way overboard with the protection and you guys are okay with the results based on knowing what the game was when you got started?
No, you know, we just got to adjust our game. You know, it's like I said, I understand it. You know, I get it. You know, those are the guys, you know, they're kind of the ones looking downfield. You know, they're kind of the ones standing around, you know, they're laser susceptible, everything. But, like, I mean, do I always agree with it? Not necessarily, but do I understand it? Absolutely. We gotta just adjust how we play.
Eric Kendricks of the Minnesota Vikings is joining us here on Fox Sports Radio. Eric, talk to us about Sacktober and what you're doing with Dream Builders Foundation in support of the Sheridan story.
Man, every sack we get, you know, whoever pledges goes to the kids Sheridan story. You know, these Sheridan story is an organization that helps raise money in Minnesota for kids who, you know, food. They need food. You know, they don't have opportunity like everybody else. You know, they don't have the means as everybody else. And these guys, they go to schools and they pack these lunches. And, you know, I've went along with them. And these guys, they pack the lunches and they send them on the kids on the way home for the weekend just so, you know, they have something to eat. So it's definitely a special thing. And it's proven that, you know, kids who are hungry at school, you know, they don't do as well on testing. You know, they're more likely to get in trouble in school. So, I mean, these are all important things. You know, we got to keep the kids safe.
This is really important. It is because if you go to school, right, and you haven't had breakfast, your whole focus is what time is lunch. That's all you're thinking about, right? You're not thinking about doing your math or science. It's really a big deal, man. This is some great work.
And then you know what happens? You end up overeating at lunch and you fall asleep the next class.
Right. You got the itis.
I did it every time. Yep. Almost every time.
So, yeah, you know.
If people want to get involved or help out, is there a way of finding out about this?
Yeah, I'll be posting things on my social media, you know, Eric Kendricks 54, and it'll be good.
That's awesome.
All right.
That's awesome.
Great work, and we appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Eric.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
We've got Major League Baseball, Rob Parker.
Oh, my goodness.
The season winding down.
Less than a week to go, and the playoffs start next Tuesday.
And I'll say this about the Major League Baseball playoffs, and I tease you, and people get offended sometimes when I say, you know, we don't want to talk baseball. It's called ball busting.
Right.
We're teasing here. I grew up a fan of baseball, loved baseball, was terrible at it, but no sport turns it up once it gets to the postseason, like Major League Baseball does.
And you know what, Jonas? This year, look at all the good teams in the playoffs. Yep. This is really shaping up. You got 3 100-win teams, right?
Yeah.
Yankees, Dodgers, Astros. And then you have look at the run the Nationals had. They secured a spot. You look around Oakland and the Rays are still fighting. The Braves are a good team.
Yep.
Just look around. Who's a bad team that's going to be in the playoffs? Nobody.
Yeah, it's really good. The wild card. Now, personally, I'm not a huge fan of the wild card. I think it should be a three-game series.
But I like that only one wild card team gets it. You know what I mean? Like
I don't the elimination. Want two wild card. No, I don't
no,
want that crap. Don't extend
I don't want that.
It.
Exactly.
It's like the college football playoff. Everybody wants to make it eight teams. Stop.
Okay.
Make it more difficult to get in, not less difficult.
And then the next thing would be like, oh, instead of eight, it should be 10.
No.
And then it should be 12.
Right.
And then you have the NBA where half the league makes the playoffs.
Yes.
And you make the regular season null and void. That's the problem.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about a sport like college football, to where if you lose once, you're screwed.
The season is
like,
over.
I mean, yeah, like you're in a really difficult spot. Now you need a bunch of stuff to happen in order to get in. So I think you make it more difficult to get in, make it a difficult task and for it to mean something, and I think it makes the playoff format better in each sport.
So
that being said, speaking of playoffs, there are guys who are not going to be in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
And there was a big tweet.
Yeah.
Did you see Collins' tweet?
Yeah. There's a now these guys are Mike Trout, Bryce Harper, Manny Machado, and Nolan Arenado.
And guess what they all have in common?
Highest paid players in the game.
And they all got big contracts this
big
past offseason.
Yep.
So Collins said, as predicted, all four players who signed contracts this season will not be in the 2019 postseason.
Yeah.
And you know what? I disagree with Colin from this standpoint. Yes, he mentioned about signing guys.
Yep.
But that doesn't mean that these teams made the wrong decision in signing guys. It's a business.
Yes.
Did Bryce Harper have one of his best years ever? Yes.
Yeah, he had a good year.
He had a really good year. He had a career high in RBIs. 32, 33 home runs. It wasn't like he played poorly and they didn't win.
And let's be honest, man. I've talked to people in Philly, and I talked to somebody in Philly who's at least pretty closely connected to what's happening with that team. They do not get along with Gabe Kapler, the manager. There's been
and that'll be the issue.
Yeah,
watch.
Some players want nothing to do with it. That being said, disappointing that a lot of talent
paid a lot of
money, and it's a bummer because you know you're going to be sitting out of the postseason. And I'm sure Major League Baseball would love all these stars to be in the postseason. Harper, Trout, Machado, Nolan Arenado, who doesn't get talked about enough. He's fantastic.
He is, but he plays in Colorado, and for whatever reason. You know, they've had good years, but they just haven't been able to break through fully. And that's what like winning a championship and getting people hyped up about it. But you know what? It happens. But here's the thing. Colin's saying paying guys big money, but what team won the World Series last year? Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
Guess who had the highest payroll? Boston Red Sox.
Yeah.
So did they spend money? You got to spend money. And here's my argument, the other part. Talking about not signing people, the Oakland A's going to make the playoffs again in the Rays. They don't spend any money. Last year, the Rays spent $77 million on their payroll. And the years that they made the playoffs, right, where they're keeping this budget around $77, $80 million, they always wind up losing early on in the playoffs. It's the same thing with the Oakland A's. The last couple times that they've made the playoffs – in 2014, 2018, they always lose in the first round. You know why?
Yeah.
They don't have enough good players.
Here's just to back the point up even more. If I were to tell you, anybody listening right now, you got an option. You can either watch the Rays versus the A's in a playoff game or a regular season game, Mike Trout versus Bryce Harper. You're going to take Trout and Harper every single time. And if you say you won't, you're lying right now.
Absolutely. And the same reason. For all the success, and Lee, can you look this up real quick? For all the success of the A's doing it with a cheap payroll and the Rays, I bet you they rank 1 and 2 with the worst attendance. People don't even though they're playoff teams, and the A's were good all year, and so were the Rays, where do they rank attendance? Why people don't want to go? You know what people like to spend money on? Stars! That's why the Philly fans bought 100,000 tickets in 24 hours after they signed Bryce Harper.
By the way, one of my best friends in the world has season tickets to the A's, lives up in Oakland. He has sent me one video from that ballpark this year, and they're a good team. You know what that video was? His daughter playing in the sandbox they have somewhere in the stadium.
Right.
There's no desire to want to see the A's. There's no desire to want to see the Rays.
And why
if there
not?
Was, they could fill up the stadium.
And they have, it's a star-driven sports is about stars, and you could kid yourself and say we're going to do it the old-fashioned way, and we're going to build a team. And no, they don't win. Joe Maddon took the Rays to the World Series; yep. They lost. Yep. You know why? Phillies had all the stars on their team. I'm serious. So Colin's point about spending money doesn't automatically get you there, which I agree. I understand that, but you need stars if you want to win. And as far as business of baseball, and I just gave you the Bryce Harper. Not only did Bryce Harper sell 100,000 tickets in 24 hours, he sold more Philly jerseys, more jerseys than when LeBron came to the Lakers.
And the Padres, who have been void of anything interesting for a long, long time, who play in a beautiful ballpark in a city where there's a lot to do outside of going to a baseball game, the Padres saw attendance numbers go up. They improved dramatically when it came to revenue.
Yes.
Why do you think that was? Because all of a sudden, they've got a recognizable player that you can go watch play. We all agree that the salaries that are paid for when fans do the whole, well, our tickets pay for your salary. No, they don't. It's about the TV revenue.
TV revenue.
And so from Big a national time. Standpoint, do I want to watch the A's or the Rays? Now, you and I are different. I will watch the A's and Rays because I like baseball. But just a general fan standpoint, do you want to watch the Rays and A's, or do you want to watch Manny Machado play? I would rather see a better player play, even if it was in a less important game. And so with that being said, that boosts the numbers when it comes to attendance. That also makes them more viable when it comes to, hey, which game do you want to see on national television? So it made all the sense in the world for these teams to go out and sign these players.
Because now your team is in the mix.
Yes.
People are like, okay, wow, the Padres are serious. And then they even brought up, remember Tatis, they could have held back to get another year out of him service-wise.
What did you just say?
Tatis Jr.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah.
That's
but
another
they,
one.
They brought,
be careful.
They brought him up early, right? Because
yes.
they were trying to put
yep.
together a team, and it didn't work out. But your point, they finished 14th in attendance. Average 30,000 fans a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you take that?
Yes.
30,000. Here's my point about Oakland averaged 20,000. They're 24th. Tampa Bay is 29th. Only Miami's worse. Miami, ridiculous. Average 10,000 fans. Tampa Bay, 14,000. Here's the difference. Tampa Bay, they haven't secured the spot yet, but they're close to it. They have a chance to make the playoffs. And Miami, who was awful all year
yep.
and didn't spend any money, has no chance. And the only difference in attendance is 4,000.
Yeah, and
this is how bad Tampa Bay is.
And Miami, who's got a carnival fun house in the outfield. Like, it's a disaster. Nobody wants to go to those games. The city got fleeced. They were told, we're going to go all in. And they went out and signed all these players and then got rid of them. You know, the Marlins in one outfield right now could have Christian Yelich and Giancarlo Stanton
yes.
in one outfield.
That's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. Like, it is about stars. And I think these players know what their worths are, and they've been getting the shaft from owners who've been wanting to go on the cheap for so many of these players. There's no reason that Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell had to wait until that far into the season to get contracts. There's no reason, because the owners shortchanged them. Finally, somebody stepped up to the plate, like the Padres and the Phillies, and they paid these guys. Do you think the Padres or Phillies ownership regrets signing either one of those guys? Absolutely not. It immediately paid dividends in ticket sales.
It's a business. Look, you could kid yourself all you want. That's why you sign guys.
Javi Baez is maybe the most exciting player in Major League Baseball. Plays for the Cubs.
Yes.
He's unbelievable. MVP candidate a year ago. Got injured this year. Was putting up monster numbers.
A lightning rod. I mean, people are electric.
And like almost an Ozzie Smith with the glove at times, some of the stuff that he can do. The Cubs already tried to offer him a contract extension, and he turned it down because he knows what he's worth.
He's seen the money out there.
And he knows the Cubs are going to pay that.
Right.
They understand, as well as any team does, if you got a superstar, you need to keep him around. You need to pay that guy money.
It is amazing. And, yes, these guys will not make the playoffs. Other things happen. But I'm never with not signing stars and like tanking like the Dolphins are doing in the NFL.
Right.
I mean, imagine being a fan in Miami, right?
Yeah.
The Miami Marlins stink. The Dolphins stink. I mean, it's just – and they're tanking, both organizations. And you expect people to show up? I wouldn't show up.
And people will point to, well, you know, but the Nationals made the playoffs and they got rid of Bryce Harper. Do me a favor. Where does Philadelphia rank on the attendance numbers and where does Washington rank?
I think Philadelphia is way above them.
Yes.
And there you go. That's the financial part we're talking about.
Yeah.
They were 10th and Washington was 16th. You think you lost some people because you didn't sign Bryce Harper? Did you think you lost some attendance? I think you did. So here's the question, though. Are you against, obviously we're both not against it, but as a fan in baseball, signing a big-time player, is that silly? Or would you rather them build with kids? Do you, when you buy tickets and you go to the ballpark, do you want to see stars or not? I think it matters.
Yes, absolutely. And just ask yourself this question. Would you rather watch a playoff game, and it's just real easy. Would you rather watch a playoff game between the Rays and the A's, or would you rather watch Bryce Harper versus Mike Trout in a regular season game? And I bet you if you put it to a poll and people were being honest, they would say we'd rather watch Bryce Harper and Mike Trout.
No doubt about it.
That's just a fact.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school, like,
yeah. Okay,
this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.